In order to keep bringing you guys tons of free content, we work with brand partners who you'll hear from in this episode, including an advertisement from Zopa Bank.
Hello and welcome back to Talk 20s podcast. Guys, I know I've lived in Liverpool for a while now and I sound dead scouse. So, no, I'm joking. It's Georgia. Gabby's held me captive and got me to sit in the hosting seat today. But she is here along with Liv. Woo. So you've got the full Talk 20s team. I hope you've had a nice Christmas and you've recovered from New Year's Eve. If you're feeling anxious about setting goals for 2024, then this is the episode for you. So hit that subscribe button to get the best out of your 2024 by allowing us to be in your life. Yeah, the last time we done a team episode was basically just like an advert for 20s Fest. So. Yeah,
but it was an advert that you guys tuned in for. We just thought that we'd talk for 10 minutes about 20s Fest and it ended up being 45 just talking about life in your 20s.
That's
and those of you loved it. Like, it was completely accidental.
I know. We were so nervous. Are you less nervous now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
I was
more
like,
chill.
What the hell do you speak about? Like, we talk all the time, but when there's someone, like, listening to our conversation, I don't know what to say.
I know. And I feel like none of us filter our, like, brain. So it's always just, like, brain dumps on each other.
Yeah.
Which sometimes is good, but sometimes it just makes no sense. Sound like a Simpson or, like, a Sims.
Sims.
Sims character, yeah. Okay, I want to ask you really quick, what do you think the word of the year is? Well, you both kind of know.
Yeah.
Riz. So I planned this whole thing and I was like, what's the word of the year? And everyone knows what it is.
Yeah, we already know. So she walked up and was like, we're going to talk about the word of the year. And I went, oh yeah, Riz. And
when did you find out?
Yes, this I'd done yesterday.
I think I saw it on TikTok this morning.
Yeah. So it's Riz, beige flag. And then there was another one, something like
Swiftie. Someone's a beige flag.
Swiftie.
That's all made it into the Mad that Swiftie's made it into the Oxford Dictionary. That is just a per.
Like, Swiftie's in Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
But that's in the Oxford Dictionary. Like, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, like, that's, I think that's the craziest of them all. The rest are like.
If I was Taylor Swift, that would be the thing that I would be most proud of.
Oh, I know.
In my whole career. Yeah. Like,
so
your
would
fans.
I. What would. What invented would our, a word.
What would our, like, community be called?
Well.
Have you thought about this?
Gabs, we've thought about this together. We wrote it out at the start of 20s Fest.
Did I?
Yeah.
So that was your word of 20s Fest.
We were like, what would like people who come to the event and it's like, what would they be like wanting to refer
to? I don't remember this conversation.
So go on,
I can't remember what it was. I can't remember, but we listed like the sort of things that people might want to like call themselves if they get like diehard fans.
Yeah. Because like Alex Cooper's, they're all called like the Daddy Gang.
I love that.
Obviously, Taylor Swift's Swifties. Like, what are there other examples of them? I don't know.
Justin Bieber.
The Beehive.
Yeah, Beliebers.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Beehive.
Yeah.
Guys, we can't think of one clearly. So if you're listening to this, leave in the comments what you think the Talk 20s followers should be.
What should we call you all? Because I always say guys, but like I don't like guys. Saying guys.
No, me too.
My loves.
Hey, Daddy Gang.
Hey, chickens.
Hey, chickens.
Hey, chick.
Yeah, we need something like that, but we don't know what it is.
We could go like really scouse and be like, hey, Prince.
Hey, Prince. We could. I love the name Prince.
I don't.
You're such a that's actually so true. That's such a scouse thing because I put like my best friend from Gloucestershire and I put up like, happy birthday to this Prince. And she replied back to me, she's from Gloucestershire, she's not from here. She said, there's a typo on that, but oh, don't worry, I'll still share it to my story.
What was the typo?
And I was like, where's the typo? I literally replied back to her and I said, where's the typo? I said, it says happy birthday, Prin. And she said, yeah, you haven't, like, it. What does Prin mean? And I was like, it means, it's short for princess.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, she was like, that's what you said. I was like, oh, sorry, that. I was just like, you've lived in the pool way too long. She didn't know.
No.
Yeah, she didn't know. Like, oh, what? I put happy birthday to this Prin. She's like, there's a typo, but don't worry, I'll still share it to my story. She's going to kill me for saying this.
She's
sorry,
a grammar
Sinead.
Queen.
But literally,
She's
she was like, yeah, there's a typo, but don't worry, I'll still share it. But no, Prin is a word full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But hey, Prins.
I know. And also beige flag's a crazy one. Like, what's your beige flag?
I don't really know what it means. Is it like the things that aren't a big deal, but you do all
I think
the time?
It's the opposite of red flag. So, like, the red flags are, like, warning, obviously, stay away. And then beige flags, like, something, like, they do, which is a bit odd.
Yeah, like, grates on you, but it's not enough. It's not a red flag, it's a beige flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what my beige flag is now? I'm so adult that when I'm driving when I'm driving past Christmas decorations and I see the houses with all the Christmas lights on, I just think about the cost. Like how much it would, how much it would cost to run that.
That's what goes through your brain. Not all nice Christmas decorations.
No, I just think, bloody hell, how much money do they have?
In like, I bet you it comes from like your events brain though as well.
Yeah, because you know how much it would actually cost to like actually put that up like for a day or something like that.
And do you know what my other...
How is that a beige flag though?
I don't know. That's my other beige flag, if I'm getting this right, is I love Bin Day.
If I understand the lingo.
If I'm down with the kids.
What has happened to me?
So over the new year, guys, chickens, Olivia's grown 60 years older. She's no longer with us.
No, but my other one is I love Bin Day. Like, it gets me so excited.
I love.
Right, so I have a big black bin, and then I have two smaller like boxes. And
Calvin's crying in the corner.
The producer's crying. Olivia.
Let me explain.
A big bin and two small bins.
No, so I have a big bin and I have two small boxes. Now, when I lived at home, we just had big bins. So it was never an issue. Like, the bins would be... We'd put stuff in the bins and then they'd be emptied. But now, because I've got these small boxes, they get full really quickly. So I know when bin day is coming up and it's like 2 week alternates. But when it's like the day before bin day, I am so excited thinking tomorrow that is empty.
Okay, what's your bin day routine? Do you have a night before bin day?
Them out the night before.
No, I do switch it up. Sometimes I just put it in the day before, and then sometimes I do it on the morning. So we just kind of play it risky like that.
I wish I could say I get excited for bin day. I do not get excited.
I'm not involved in the...
But it feels nice and fresh.
No.
I think that's where we're opposite. Like, I've still not realised I'm a fully fledged adult that pays rent and, like, I do not take my bins down. And, my boyfriend lives with me and he takes them down, but sometimes I forget. And, like, when he doesn't stay, like... The other day, there was bin juice.
Juice is the worst.
Sorry, I am not a clean girl.
No. I've had maggots in my bin before. Inside, but it was in the summer. Honestly, I lifted it out and I was like, damn! Like, I freaked out. And then Harvey was, like, trying to come over and I was like, get out, that's my dog, by the way. I was like, get out! Like, because I obviously didn't want him to eat it. Like, literally, I was throwing up.
Ew.
Yeah.
You can't eat maggots.
Before we go into anything,
You can eat maggots.
Yeah.
Says who?
Me.
What?
No, you can't.
Is that... Am I making that up? Like, you obviously don't do that, but, like, I swear...
No, you can't eat maggots. That would make you ill. Surely.
You take maggots when you go fishing, right?
Yeah.
You don't eat them.
What? People eat, like, cockroaches
Calvin,
and
can
stuff.
You Google, can you eat maggots?
I swear it's like a delicacy.
Before we go to the maggots conversation, can we just please talk about what happened on the way to the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the most horrifying thing I've ever seen.
So, still kind of insulted Gabby because she... So, Liv comes up and we're about to tell Liv the story of when I nearly died. And then Gabby goes, Georgia's normally really a drama queen, but, like, she's not lying this time. And I was like, I've never... Maggots can be fried and ate.
Ooh! Fried and eaten in places where... Oh, God, yeah. Okay, like, in the jungle.
So, you
like
can't eat maggots. Yeah, they eat them.
Okay, so you...
A quick note from our sponsors, Zopa Bank, who are here to help you with your personal finance in the Zopa app. Zopa have a For You section on their app that gives you helpful, personalized insights, like reviewing your subscriptions, checking for cheaper broadband and energy bills. The first thing that you need to do is link your accounts using Open Banking. Once your accounts are connected, the available data will let Zopa understand your finances and give you personalized insights. It will also analyze your credit file and check your Zopa eligibility. Best of all, it's all free and at your fingertips always, so you can make sure you're making the best, most informed choice with your money 24/7. Download the Zopa app now to find out more.
Can eat maggots, guys, but don't do that.
I don't know why I know that. I know some random facts. It's like 90 calories and a tooth. Yeah.
What? What? How the hell do you wear that out? And who the hell is eating a tooth?
I don't know. I used to have one of them apps where you get a random fact a day. I loved it.
And that one stuck.
That one stuck. Anyway, so I got attacked by a seagull, basically.
It was stressful.
It was stressful. I nearly died. And it literally, like, sat on my shoulder, came through my hair, put its like beak through my hair like this and then tried getting me crisps. And I didn't want to litter, like, save the planet. Like, I was like holding me crisps, like, I'm not going to put these down.
It was massive as well.
No, I know.
It was huge.
And then I screamed.
And also, like, it was like, you know when it like does its like big wings like that? It was like doing that like at you. And I was like, oh my God. I honestly felt like it was like the apocalypse.
You made me more scared.
We are not, like, sometimes you do exaggerate. That was not, that was the scariest thing. Everyone around in like the Albert Dock was literally staring.
People were looking at me like,
oh my God, is that girl okay?
She's about to, girl.
Yeah.
No, she's about to lose her life.
Yeah, it was scary.
On the docks. Which is not good. Yeah. But yeah, anyway. And then even we went round the corner to run away from them. I did put my crisps down. I will go back and pick them up if they've not been destroyed.
Yeah, but otherwise you would have got killed.
No, I would have got killed. No joke.
They even then tried to follow us without the
crisps. And then they followed us. So to make up for it, just to, because me and Gabby were out of breath, I then jumped out on Liv when she came in the office. Just so we were all equally
just
like...
So everyone was scared.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this was not the aim of the podcast.
No.
By the way, guys.
Come on, let's get into 2024.
Yeah, so 2024, we're actually recording this before Christmas to be like completely transparent. Like, we've not had our Christmases with our families yet, so, you know, we could meet each other.
We're getting prepped.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we might be crying after Christmas when we see each other.
And also, a lot of stuff happens in a week for us, so...
Yeah.
It does.
So, a lot of us happens in 2 days for the 2 days that I've had, but we'll get into that in the new year.
Yeah, we've got some exciting
exciting stuff coming,
so
guys.
So make sure you subscribe.
Yeah, hit that subscribe, because there's so much stuff going on that I can't even wait
I know.
To tell you all.
We can't say just yet, but we've been on our Christmas party.
Yeah. Mm.
We all got very glammed. And what are your plans for Christmas? What are you actually going to be doing? So obviously you'll be reflecting on this. So what piece of advice would you want to give to yourself?
So this is the last year. So I'm like, I live away from my family. So I'm like, it's kind of about a 3 hour drive. So like Christmases are really tricky. And like fiance works shifts over Christmas. It's the last year he's going to because he's career changing in the new year. But he works shifts, so he only gets like really limited time off before he has to be back for shifts and stuff like that. So for a long time now, we've driven on Christmas Day. Mm. We're like either between our parents so that we can see both parents, and that's like quite a few years we've done that, but we're not going to do, like, this is the last year we're going to do that because we just want to chill on Christmas Day. Like, we are, and I don't know if it's just getting old or whatever, but like, I don't really want
to
be racing
to
down
that
the
song,
M6.
Like, driving home.
Yeah, I love
but
that.
But that was fun the first time we drove on Christmas Day. It is not fun the 6th or 7th. Like, we've been together a long time now. Like, and it just, you feels rushed. You can't have a drink because, like, obviously, like, one of you's driving and you don't want to be the one that, like, gets drunk and then on the way, the drive down. So, like, it feels really stressful and stuff, but obviously we want to see both families. So yeah, we're going to my mum's and my mum and my dad's, waking up on Christmas Day there, driving back up, having Christmas with Dan's family and his granddad.
That's cute. What about you?
I have no idea.
Because me and Liv both live out. We've both recently kind of just moved out, haven't we?
Yeah.
And before that, I'm assuming for you as well, it was always kind of like, because we were students.
Yeah. So I've always gone, like, if I've been in... like away from home with uni and whatnot, I've always gone back home for Christmas. But this year, I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Really?
Like, I'm not gonna be by myself. I hope not. Just me with my bins.
She'll just be sat there thinking, bin day.
Oh my God, what day is Christmas Day this year?
She's stressed.
Oh no, are you gonna miss skip a bin day? I'll look now. It's a Monday.
I knew it. That's bin day.
You're missing bin day.
I can't believe it.
So there's going to be no... When will I get
That's
going
to be stressful for me because I look forward to that every 2 weeks when those little ones get emptied. That's like the highlight. So that's going to be a missed week.
So Christmas, you'd rather have like bin day than Christmas?
Bin day. No, I just need it to work so that I'm not missing bin day because it's on Christmas Day. So I just need it to move around, but... I guess I'll get to that in a couple of years' time when the days change.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, every 7 years it's going to be on a Monday.
Yeah.
That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it a leap year? So
I
maybe it might
I
be like every 6 years.
Okay. I don't know when bin day is.
Right. So, well, that really messes things
up
now.
Do you have New Year's Eve plans?
Yeah, I usually go out every New Year. Like, it's been, like, tradition to, like, go out. Like, a lot of people hate going out on New Year's Eve. I love going out on New Year's Eve. The vibe... I know it's busy, but, like, the vibe is so fun because everyone is excited about something that's happening at midnight.
Do you go with Dan?
Yeah.
Right.
But well, all of our friends, like, we don't just go out us two. Like, we go out with a big group. Like, we usually go to, like, a different city. And, like, it ends up being, like, yeah, it's, like, expensive. But then if you don't... I don't really go out the rest of the year. So I kind of just save up, like... for that, if that makes sense.
Okay, right. Well, let me give you the single perspective of that.
Okay.
So you go out with all your friends are in relationships, it hits midnight, everyone's kissing, and you're just stood there like...
No. You say that, right, but Dan's friends have been single for all of eternity. They are, like, literally, like, getting into relationships now, but they've always been single. They always find someone to kiss at midnight without fail.
Is that such a big thing? Like, you have to be kissing someone at midnight. Where does
people
that come
do
from?
Though, don't they? When you're out, like, everyone's like, whoa. And then everyone's kissing, and then you're single, and all your friends are not single.
Find someone that's just there and they're single too, and you're like, ah.
It doesn't work for me.
No. But you can come with me this year. We'll
is it not better, though, to. Because I suppose, like, the reason why people kiss each other, because it's like New Year. So you're like going into the New Year with. That person, like, I don't know, like, would you want to be kissing some randomer and then, like, you know, you're not going to see them on New Year's Day?
I feel like that's a bit too deep.
It's too deep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, like, I don't know, that would stress me out.
I think some people might think like that. Yeah.
Are you feeling a little overwhelmed right now? Would it help to speak to someone? Well, this is just a brief pause to tell you about our newest pay partner, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an app I've often used in the past to speak with credentialed therapists to help me deal with the highs and lows of my 20s. Starting therapy can be hard. I couldn't find the right therapist for me in my area and found the face-to-face interaction of therapy uncomfortable. What I love about BetterHelp is if the therapist you're first matched with doesn't feel like a right fit, which can be common when you're starting therapy, you can easily switch to a new therapist at no additional cost. If you're looking for affordable therapy, check out BetterHelp. And as a thank you for listening, we have a special link that gets you 10% off your first month. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/talk20s.
On the 1st of January, will you do all of, like, your 2024 goals and stuff on the day, or will you give it to the 2nd of January, 3rd?
Like, I think, I'll be honest, I'm planning my New Year's plans now, and we're in December. So I think I always have, like, a rough idea of, like, what I think I'm going to do for New Year. And then I guess I do a bit of, like, writing out. I like to do, the past couple of years I've done a vision board. Like, I've, like, fully, like, gone on Google.
Can we put your vision board on the screen?
Yeah.
The one that we've done. Okay, so we speak about this now.
Yeah.
The vision board. So, obviously, the episode is all about 2024. We've just reflected on 2023. But then, yeah, like, it's so overwhelming, like, doing your New Year's resolutions and stuff and then having the pressure to stick to them. Mm. But we have some really good tips that will help you stick to them, basically. So we've done a goal-setting workshop around this time last year and we hosted it. It was all about, like, this type of stuff that we were speaking about now. And Liv joined it as just an attendee. How did you even find the workshop?
I have no idea. Literally no idea. I think it was something on LinkedIn. And
really? I don't have it in my calendar.
No, neither.
I think it was just on LinkedIn and I'd been looking at, like, a few things to, like, help me, like, set New Year's goals and stuff. So I just joined and, from there I was like, what is this place? What is this? What's going on?
What is happening?
Yeah.
And then, you obviously, did you like the workshop?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get into
That's where I got my word of the year.
What was your word of the year last year?
Cultivate.
Cultivate?
Yeah.
I think mine was balance. What was yours?
I've forgotten. I think I know it's on my vision board.
Have you got your vision board?
I think it was abundance.
It was abundance.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay, so it hasn't even been a year.
No.
That since we've known you. That's so weird. I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know. 5th of Jan.
This episode will come out.
So literally, guys, this episode can change your life because I know we're doing it in podcast form, but Liv came to the workshop, like, online version of this, right? And a year later, you're now full-time. You've put on a festival in 90 days.
Yeah.
You're absolutely smashing it. You've graduated. You've moved out.
Started your master's.
Your whole life has changed.
So many things
have
happened.
And a new obsession for bins.
Yeah.
Wow, that's mad that actually just looking back, like, so many things have happened. But that session, though, this is what I was doing to big it up. Like, obviously, I didn't know you guys or really what Talk 20s was, but I was, like, engaging and useful, 3 accountability partner offers, because I thought that was dead cool, that. I'd never heard of that before, to, like, you don't have to be like completely responsible for yourself. Like mm-hmm. sometimes it helps to have that support yeah. from people like dedicated to
it. At the end of the workshop, we said like, guys, if you want to like find a friend from the workshop that will help you accountable and you set in like a few sessions with them to like keep you accountable to your goals. Like that's what we did to like connect people. Cause I think the hardest thing about having a podcast is that sometimes it just feels like we're shouting into the abyss. And we know there's people as viewers, as listeners, we know you guys are listening, right? But we want it to be a two-way conversation. Mm-hmm. And what we find really, really hard is that we really struggle with that. So like that was a kind of an attempt at the workshop to be like, oh, let's mingle. Yeah. And that 20s Fest was another opportunity for us to be like, let's connect everyone.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah.
90 days is crazy too.
Yeah.
Like literally, you should be so proud.
Yeah. But you're so good though. Having that core focus within a short space of time and being like, this is happening. Mm-hmm. Like that was so good.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that's the same though, isn't it? When you're doing like that's why like doing your New Year's resolutions and stuff is good. But then it is that because it's over a longer space of time, it's harder to keep track. Whereas when it's so short, like you all in, like guns blazing.
Yeah.
Like we were
a year is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So much can happen in a year.
Looking to 2024 now, what would your word of the year be? So I'll explain like what the word of the year is.
Yeah.
So this is like what we had wrote down on the workshop that Liv was on. So why you do it? It helps you guide your decisions and continue moving forward towards what you want. And it's basically the first step to realising what your New Year's resolution would be. Mm-hmm. So don't write a word down that is like money or, you know, like new job. Like think of like what the core value is of what you want for that year.
Yeah, like a more of a feeling. More abundance, of a feeling. Cultivate, balance. That's like, I need to... Do you know what? And I'm going to actually say like, the person that really introed me to this word of the year thing is actually Juliet Tripp. I don't know if either of you guys know who she is, but she started off this word of the year. I was like, I really like that word of the year thing. And then I saw loads of other people start doing it. So she's the first person I saw. That's another sign.
Sure.
And one of her word of the year back a couple of years ago was sore. Like, as in sore, like, sore through, sore like into a plane, the sky. Into the sky. How do you spell that? S-O-A-R? I think that's just like,
is that your word?
Speaking to me right now. I do think like also with the plans that we've got, it does feel like shooting a rocket out in space, like genuinely like shoot for the moon, let your land amongst the stars, like sort of thing. So I'm going to go with soar. Thanks, Juliet. For that.
I think because mine last year was balance because the year before I was really unbalanced.
Yeah.
And I actually do think like that's the main thing I have got this year, which is crazy. Like I'm so more mentally balanced, blah, blah, blah. So I actually think my word for 2024 is going to be abundance or like prosperity. Like,
it's been a good year. Actually, that was my word. Like,
I think faith. I think I want my 2024 year word to be faith.
That's very appropriate for you.
Yeah. Just because, I'm now faithful to a certain religion. And also, I think faith is such a good one for like, rather than just
believing in yourself as well.
Rather than saying I want abundance and like career and blah, 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 money. Like, I just need to have faith that it's going to come to me and faith that like I have the ability to get it. So that's my word of the year. What's yours, Liv?
I don't know what the word is, but I feel like something about like slotting in the sense that like, my role is changing a lot within like the team about like from where I started to like where we're going. So I think making that slot in the way it needs to, like I'm also studying a master's, making that continue to slot in with everything. And then personal life, I think, I don't know what a better emotional word is other than like slot in.
But I feel like it's a random choice of words and it's two words. Like, what do you mean? Just like finding your fit, like finding
I was gonna say
belonging.
Yeah, I was gonna say fit, but then I feel like that's got so many connotations. Yeah. I mean, like,
cheers, fit.
is it purpose? Is it like,
no, I wouldn't say it's purpose. It's like, I know what you mean with slotting.
Yeah, like fit, like fitting in, slotting in. But it's not like fitting in like I'm at school and I don't fit in. It's
like a jigsaw piece. Like you, like it's getting all the like the pieces together.
Yeah, but I don't know what the word is.
Stick with slotting.
Groove.
Groove.
Get into a groove, don't you?
Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove. Is that the song?
She's not. She's like,
Yeah. I still feel like
maybe
get into your groove.
So if you can't, also to other people that can't think of a word, if you get them on like live and you can't figure
something
out what
will
it
come
is,
to you in yeah, the next yeah, yeah. few just, days, you know that it's about that, but yeah. like something will come out and you'll be like, yeah.
This is the first time I've thought about yeah. it, so yeah. I'll come with a word.
Okay. The other thing I want to say is about, obviously my word is sore, but like I also want, like that's me just like thinking about mm-hmm. it initially. The word that might come to you initially might not be the word they end up going mm-hmm. for, because mm-hmm. the other thing I want to really think about is next year I'm getting married, and I think that's going to factor in massively to what yeah. I'm doing. So like, maybe it'll still be that, but maybe I need to also look at like personal achievements as well.
Maybe like to like, if you're watching this right now and you actually want to take like an actionable thing, get a little notepad or something. Maybe write down 5 of the words that come to your head. So yeah. like 5 keywords that you're like the word of the year, like slot in. I think I had like 4 different words when I said yeah. mine. And then see like where they all align and like what they all dot up to. Like see like, there's probably one big word that joins them all together. Mm. And then I feel like that'll be like the key word of the year.
Yeah. And also like the reason for this, it's a bit like, you might think it's a bit out there, but yeah. like, it's like, yeah, but it's like, it brings you back. So like when your life's going really well or when it's going crazy, like it helps you to refocus about like, what was it at the very start when I was like trying to think fresh about everything? Mm-hmm. Where did I want to go? What did I want to do?
Exactly.
And then like when things are going good, you can be like, I'm doing that now. Yeah. Or if things aren't going so good, it can be like, right, let's bring it back. Like, what did I want to achieve? What am I missing
like,
out on?
Cultivate for you. Like that's like basically sowing a lot, like sowing seeds basically. And yeah. that's all you've done all year.
Yeah.
It's so mad that that's exactly what yeah. you've done, because
I really do
relationship building,
manifests,
like
yeah.
the, what, everything you did with 20s first, yeah. like how it started the year, how you've, like,
I think it's massive.
It's
if you
crazy
look,
actually
the thing,
think
the two major things yeah. I did before 20, before Talk 20s and 20s Fest as well, aside from finishing my undergrad degree, was doing something within an AI company and doing something within a company that looks at partnerships.
Yeah.
And I now work in a partnerships role and study AI.
Yeah.
Like everything that I've kind of I'm doing up until now is all like led to it, like how we should do, kind of without planning it as such, because everything was by chance really. Yeah.
Which is crazy, like you were saying, like the fact that you done that like a year, like basically a year ago today when this episode will come out, you chose that word, and now a year on you can say like that word literally perfectly fit for the whole year for all of us.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe us when we're saying this, like the proof's
it's
in the
true.
Pudding
proof
like
is in
just
the pudding.
Just do it. And then with that word, obviously not everyone's going to want to do this. You can do it. There's a load of studies, isn't there, basically to show like why vision boards work, and it's the way people like learn, like visual learners, blah, blah, blah. Gabby's better because she's a teacher. So well, she used to be a teacher. You yeah. can explain the vision boards, and you also have done it. You do it every year, don't you?
Yeah, I find it really like mad exercise, because sometimes I'll look at my vision board and be like, oh my God, like, and I'll have a picture, or I'll have like a, not even a picture, but like a vision that I've seen. And it's exactly what I've seen on a vision board. So I make it physical, and then I take a picture of it, and then I put it as my screensaver on the back of my laptop. I don't even really look at it. It's just kind of subliminal that it's just in subconscious that I can kind of know that it's there. So, you know, like I'm constantly being surrounded by it, but not realizing that I am. And I basically just go on like Google or Instagram, and I find images of things that I either want to do. You know, not everything comes true. Like I had like, I'd really like to walk a red carpet. You know, all these like people keep getting invited to like.
Did you put that?
I nearly did, actually.
Is that what you wanted to
do? Not like walk a red carpet. I just want to go to like a premiere or something like that. I'm obviously not, I've not got like a, I almost did. Almost did this year. And then I went to, I couldn't. And then the other thing is like, I really want to write a book as well. And like those things are on my vision board, and I didn't do them this year, but there are so many other things, like, cause I packed a lot into this.
You did.
There are so many other things that I did achieve. Like there's a lot of things that I'd like places that I've went, like really focused on that and spending time with friends. We changed up my wardrobe, which is something that I really wanted to do this year. I've become a lot healthier. Like, you know, I've launched a festival. Talk 20s Live or 20s Fest is what we were going to put on there. Like there is so many different things that I have done that are on there.
So you, and so it's you just, take your word, you put
I take
you
my
put
word,
the word,
I put it
in
the
middle.
Yeah. And then I put loads of pictures around the outside. Mm-hmm. The other thing I also do, and not everyone does this with the vision boards, but I take pictures of myself from like this year that I really like, of me doing things that I'm really proud of that I want more of in the next year. And I put that next to the other pictures because if you see yourself and then you see a picture of like someone else who's really famous or whatever, like, or doing what you do, or just a random person, like, you know, picture of a girl looking all healthy running through the forest or something like that, you can say like those two things exist in the same place because you can see them next to each other. So it makes you subconsciously think that it's not unrealistic.
Yeah.
So I put pictures, like just little ones I like, maybe three or four, just like in with that. So it doesn't feel like, oh my God, this is the whole life I want to live and this is where I am right now. No, part of what I'm doing right now feeds into the bigger picture.
That's a
picture.
Good idea.
That is a really good
idea.
I've
done that as well, putting the word of the year on the back of my desktop so I can, my laptop, every time I open it, like it's there and I see it.
Yeah.
And you know, like the things that you don't always get a chance to do, like I think that's something, I don't know about you guys, but like I'm like, oh my God, like I'm not going to get a chance to do that this year, even when it's like, things that are not going to be achievable because they're just not within this time frame. I've got something called like life ideas, and it's basically a document, like a piece of paper, all colourful, and it's got like all sorts of things I want to achieve throughout my life.
Yeah.
So that each year when I'm coming back to like planning, I'm thinking, these are the things that, are they still relevant? Yeah, they are. Well, how am I going to get to that? Mm. Like one of them is dead random. I want to have a farm car, like so bad.
What?
A farm car, you know, like a farm Jeep.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that it was called that, I think. A farm car.
But I don't know if it's called a farm car. Basically, I want to live on a farm and I want a big farm Jeep car.
I'd
not like
a
flashy like G-Wagon, like not footballer's wife type vibe, like farm car type vibe.
Yeah.
But that's not practical,
maybe
right?
Maybe you've just coined a new term.
Maybe I have.
Word of the year, farm car.
Maybe not quite that.
Is that what you had in mind?
Just a big...
Your vision board is going to be like bins. Yeah. Farm car.
Like, oh, that one underneath there.
Do you want me to, like, Photoshop, like, a picture of you with a farm car, with a bin in the back of the farm car? You can put that on your vision board.
Yeah. A big bin, though, because that's kind of where this stems from, that my bin's too small.
Okay, a big bin. Yeah, because with, like, vision boards and stuff, like, I feel like you don't realise it, but you know Pinterest, do you use...
Not loads, but
like I feel like I use like Pinterest, like so every month I'll do like I'll label it the month on Pinterest. It's all private, and then I'll like add in sections on Pinterest, and it'll be like outfits, like what type of stuff I want to like be wearing. Half the stuff, I don't end up buying any of the clothes, but like it's more like if I go into my wardrobe, then rather than me buying something, I'll say, oh, I have a similar outfit to that. I could wear that, and then I've got like. When I moved into my flat in March last year, like in the February when I was looking for my flat, obviously like my whole word was balance. And at the time I lived in my mum's because I had to move back home after uni. I was sharing a bedroom with me twin sisters in a single bed
like
living out of a suitcase.
And they're seven as well.
They're seven. Yeah. So obviously balance in a chaotic household is like good. And I remember making a Pinterest board, called it March, added everything, like what I wanted a flat to look like, you know, like what type of clothes I'd want to wear. I even added a photo, and it was of a girl jumping on a bed, which looks like my flat, with a cat jumping with her.
Yeah.
And now I have that bedroom with a cat.
But you literally have an exact photo of you doing that with
Diego. So like, I think obviously each month there'll be new things that you want to do which aren't on your vision board.
Yeah.
But the vision board's just like an overarching like vibe of the year, whereas like there's still no stopping you then like going each month and doing like you all said, like a little document. Or I do a similar thing with like my notes, and I'll like check my vision board. If it's not on my vision board because I can't be bothered making a new one, I like go on my notes and then I'll just write in things that I want to do and then I tick it off through the year. Another thing I also done was last year I wrote 1st of January, I think I was hungover and I couldn't be bothered like doing any of this stuff. So I just sat down and wrote literally a notes document, and I just put last year I done, and it was just a list of things with commas. And it was like this long, and it was just like I'd write silly things like I cried, I got lots of baths, I started trying to eat healthy, and then I got really bad at eating, and then I went to the cinema lots, and then I done this, and then I done this. And by the time it was done, I was like, wow, I done so much. Yeah. And like then towards the end of the notes list, like ends up aligning with my word of the year. Mm. So they're just like little things that you can do like throughout it. Spoke about words of the year, why it's important, and then like similar things that you can do to stay on track. So like making your list, journaling, vision boards, and then also if you just find a friend to ask them to hold each other accountable, share your vision boards with them. If you don't, you know, don't want to share it with your friends if they think it's cringe, text us.
Yeah,
like literally text Talk20s, text any of us personally. We have a WhatsApp chat as well if you want to send it in our WhatsApp group, and we can pair you up with people if you want. Like that could be a fun idea. And then you can hold each other accountable and just be like, am I doing this? Like, what?
Goals doesn't have to be stressful or cringy. Like it can just be a big part of like you figuring out who you want to be. So I've enjoyed this episode. Tell us if you want us to do more like this, guys, because we love them, and we'd love to do more of them.
I know.
And, and what on as well? What do we want to go into, like the goss, or are we just like talking about life things? Like, what do people want to hear?
Just tell comment us below. And I think some people get quite like scared of like commenting because other people can see it. So like we get so many DMs, like just know like if you DM us, we're not going to be bothered. Like literally, even if you DM us and be like, I want to hear the goss, or like I want to hear like more about Liv and her bins, like we can unpack that with a therapist, you know.
And
on that note, thanks for listening.
Thank
guys.
You so much for listening. Like and subscribe. If you're on Spotify, leave a 5-star review because, you know, best number. And then, yeah, that's it.
We love you.
Bye.
See you later, Prince.
Bye, Prince.
See you later, chickens.
Chickens.
Bye, Bin Man.
Bin Man.
I love Bin Man. I love Bin Man so much.